Hi, I'm Bryan Cranston. I'm going to be reading a short story from a collection of short stories that I wrote in a book called A Life in Parts.
Performers from Hollywood, Broadway, and the South Coast are coming together for what amounts to an online version of a telethon. It's an effort to help a two-decade-old theater company struggling with the financial impacts of the coronavirus crisis.
It is very similar to a telethon. It will run for 7 hours. It starts at 5 and will end at midnight. We have a kind of prime time section between 7 and 9 where we'll have continuous programming. But in the earlier kind of pregame and post-show hours, we have every half hour some celebrities doing readings and then just encouraging people to support the theater. But it is very, very much like a telethon, and it's just a virtual one. So we decided to call it a streamathon.
Carolyn Burns is the Rubicon Theater Company's producing artistic director. She says Rubicon reached out to its many friends in the theater community to help. The event will feature musical performances and readings, and they got a big boost from an actor you know from his many years in the TV series The Wonder Years and the movie Independence Day.
Dan Loria knew our theater and Laguna and a few other theaters. He created this thing called Keeping Live Theater Alive. We reached out to some people that we knew that had worked with us, and he reached out to some of his friends and asked them to, you know, record something that was personal for them.
Loria says he loves regional theater companies like the Rubicon because they're most willing to give new plays a chance. But he says he wanted the online project to be much more than people reading the same old plays.
People know that I'm very interested in developing new writers. For 10 years, I ran a program where every Monday night we read new play to help writers get literary agents. I got to meet a lot of very well-known theater actors. And now when COVID hit, a number of theaters called me and said, can you help us? Can you call celebrities and ask them to do Zoom reading? I said, you know, I bet you the people would like to see these actors read something that's important to them.
Loria hopes that theatergoers hungry for entertainment with stages shut down will enjoy their readings and show their appreciation by supporting the Rubicon.
I'll send a couple of bucks if I'm enjoying what I'm seeing. It's a way for the theaters to give their subscribers and hopefully get new subscribers and give the general audience something to look at. The bottom line, Lance, it's like chicken soup. Couldn't hurt.
Regional theaters have been especially hard hit by COVID-19. Even without the pandemic, money is always tight for the nonprofit organizations.
The normal breakdown is about 50% donations and 50% ticket sales. And during this pandemic, we've really been hit hard on both sides. Of course, we aren't able to open our doors and have people come in and purchase tickets to shows. And then also because they are not, you know, in the theater and really being moved by the experience of it, it's harder to ask for donations.
Rubicon's Carolyn Burns says the Streamathon begins at 5 p.m. Wednesday and runs through midnight.
We have some fantastic Broadway performers and some local favorites. Two gentlemen who both played the lead in Phantom of the Opera on Broadway, Hugh Panero, Norm Lewis, Amanda McBroom, and George Ball will be singing, Bev and Kirby Ward. We have a number of celebrities that are reading stories that they wrote or sharing anecdotes. Joe Mantegna, James Pickens Jr., Jodie Long, Bryan Cranston's at 6:30, John Lithgow and Alfred Molina, Dan Loria, Joe Spano, Peter Scolari, Lou Diamond Phillips, Rena Wilson, and Tony Shalhoub.
A number of South Coast businesses have donated items ranging from jewelry and a guitar to golf passes for giveaways to support Rubicon Streamathon. You can find a link to Wednesday night's event on our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.